Hello, this is Andrew Dudich for WITY. We are at the 81st National Sweet Corn Festival here in Hoopston. I'm with Erica, and we're set up at a booth along with the vendors, and you have an event coming up.
Yes, we have our annual duck race. It's over in the lagoon at 1 o'clock on Monday afternoon.
And if people come over to the booth, they can sign up for a raffle, right?
Yep. So what we do is we sell ducks. It's a lot like what you see they do for Special Olympics in Chicago, where they dump the ducks into the Chicago River. Only we take our ducks. They have numbers on them. You buy a ticket. Your ticket has a number on it. We dump the ducks into the lagoon, and then they race to the bridge. And then the winning duck with the winning number on it, then it correlates back to your ticket, and then you win the money.
Do they have to be here for the actual race to win, or can they get a duck ahead of time?
You can get a duck ahead of time. We'll call you and let you know that you win and send you the money in the mail.
But it's fun to be able to watch all the ducks.
It is actually really fun. Last year was our first year doing it, and we threw this giant duck over here in the water, and then we dumped about 300 little ducks into the lagoon, and it was kind of fun to watch them all race down the lagoon. They moved faster than we thought they would.
If we gave you $100, could I get the big duck? Or do you have to just get all the little ones?
You have to just buy the little ones, but you are not okay. The first person that has asked me that.
So you'll be here until how late do people have if they're wanting to see you before the race?
So we're here all night tonight, 12 to 9 tomorrow, which would be Saturday, all of Sunday, and then we'll be set up at the Crabtree Shelter at 12:30 on Monday.
And then what does the duck race support?
It supports the Hoopston Stingrays, which is Hoopston's swim team. This is our second season, so we're still getting going, but it's been a good season.
And it's always hard when you have a newer group because you have everything you have to get. You don't have anything already if you're wanting to travel or host your own tournament or whatever that might be.
So last year, actually, all of the money we raised from this fundraiser we used to buy equipment to host home meets. And now what we really need is new lane lines. So all the money we raise goes towards lane lines, but also supporting swimmers through like financial aid and scholarships and things like that.
Awesome. So that way, what schools do you compete against? I'm not sure because not all schools have swim teams. So what is kind of the area for that?
Right. So we're rec league. We're with the Central Swim Conference. So we get a lot of swimmers from Rossville, Bismarck, Hoopston. That's our main three towns that we get. And then we swim against Milford, Gibson City, Rantoul, and there's one, Paxton. Yes, Paxton.
All right. Really cool. So it's a newer program for the Hoopston area, and they'll be doing the race at 1 o'clock. They can come on over. How much is it again for a ticket?
It's $5 a duck.
All right. And they're easy to find. If you want to see, well, you can also follow your nose. We talked about St. Anthony's earlier. They're kind of catty corner from that, the big cinnamon rolls, and then they have all the vendors behind us. Or look for the big yellow duck.
That's right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Erica. This has been Andrew Dudich for WITY. We're talking with for the Hoopston Stingrays for the annual duck race going on Monday. We'll be back with more from the National Sweet Corn Festival here in Hoopston.